Welcome to your daily devotional for January 3rd. And while he lingered, Genesis chapter 19 and verse 16. And we're going to read from verses 15 through 17 so we can set that phrase in its context. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, that he said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed." Two angelic visitors had come to Sodom on a mission from God to see the depravity of the city. Indeed, the angels saw firsthand the evil of the men who dwelt there. The Sodomites attempted to violate the angels, thinking they were men. And then when their plans failed, they came for Lot, who had dwelt in and served as an elder in their city. The men of Sodom were so perverted that they did not even have a natural desire for women. See Romans chapter 1 and verse 27, and Genesis chapter 19 and verse 8. For more on that. Yet when it came time to escape the city whose destruction was imminent, Lot was hesitant to leave, and so he lingered. First, we can apply this to the company we keep. Evil company corrupts good habits. Lot was so used to keeping company with wicked men that he'd become comfortable with them and their behavior. This certainly wasn't the first time that their wickedness had been manifested. Lot had full knowledge of the evil all around him, but he was blind and numb to his sinful surroundings. Second, we can apply this to our own lives. Consider the man who could not get out of the life of drugs. And while he lingered in that lifestyle, he overdosed, or he got caught or shot. Consider the woman who had secrets in her life, but while she lingered in the web of lies, her sin found her out. If there is any sin that you know of in your life or anything you don't know of, go to the Lord today in humble repentance and ask him to search and purify your heart. If you ever find yourself in bad company, a company that enjoys, promotes, and practices sin habitually, do not linger with them. Share the gospel, of course, but do not join them and be ruined by their ways. If there ever comes a day when the trial comes, or you get angry, or whatever else men may do in the flesh, do not linger. Get out of Sodom before your reputation and fellowship with God is destroyed along with the Sodomites. Let it never be said of you, "And while he lingered, he fell, and great was his fall." Rather, linger long in prayer and in God's word today.